Genesis, chapter 39. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him from the hands of the Ishmaelites, who had brought him down there. And the Lord Jehovah was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord Jehovah was with him, and that the Lord Jehovah caused all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over his house. And all that he had he put into his Joseph's hand. And it came to pass from the time that he had made him overseer in his house, and over all that he had, that the Lord Jehovah blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord Jehovah was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he did not know what he had, except the bread which he ate. And Joseph was a handsome person, and well favored. And it came to pass after these things, that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph, and she said, "Lie with me." But he refused, and said to his master's wife, "Indeed, my master does not know what is with me in the house, and he has committed all that he has to my hand. There is none greater in this house than I, neither has he kept back anything from me except you, because you are his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" And it came to pass, as she spoke to Joseph day by day, that he did not listen to her, to lie by her or to be with her. And it came to pass about this time that Joseph went into the house to do his business, and there were none of the men of the house there inside. And she caught him by his robe, saying, "Lie with me." And he left his robe in her hand, and fled, and left. And it came to pass, when she saw that he had left his robe in her hand, and had fled forth, that she called to the men of her house, and spoke to them, saying, "See, he has brought in a Hebrew to us to mock us. He came in to me to lie with me, and I cried with a loud voice." And it came to pass, when he heard that I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his robe with me, and fled, and got himself out. And she laid up his robe by her, until his lord came home. And she spoke to him according to these words, saying, "The Hebrew servant which you have brought to us came in to me to mock me. And it came to pass, as I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his robe with me and fled out." And it came to pass, when his master heard the words of his wife, which she spoke to him, saying, "After this manner your servant did to me," that his anger was kindled. And Joseph's master took him, and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound, and he was there in the prison. But the Lord Jehovah was with Joseph, and showed him mercy, and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison, and whatever they did there, he was in charge of it. The keeper of the prison did not look to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord Jehovah was with him, and that which he did, the Lord Jehovah caused it to prosper.